This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The day is upon us, and like our mothers before us, we've been terrified of all the things our guests are going to point out that aren't clean in our homes. You ever had your mom just make you clean things? It's like, they're not looking here.
Yes. My parents, when I lived at home with them, if guests were coming over, which is probably four times a week, right? I mean, it was a deep clean, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did not effort. And the house was never messy. They didn't even allow it to get messy, right? We just didn't operate that way.
Right.
But, yeah, if people were coming over, like, you brought up the cleaning products, and my father would be like, okay, you're going to use that spray. You want gloves and a mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Luckily, we have exactly what they're looking for.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things guests always notice that aren't clean in your home. The holidays are a special time for everyone, but the host and hostess. Sure, it's wonderful having friends and family gather near to give thanks and gratitude for God knows what. That being said, make sure you empty your dirty clothes hamper. Cousin Jeff likes to roam off the beaten path when you're distracted in the kitchen, and the last thing you want him to find and sniff is your dirty, sweaty, clammy underthings.
Underthings.
Check his pockets before he leaves with your unmentionables. By the way, nice thong. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jeez, Wes. So there you go with that. So these are 10 things that guests always notice that aren't clean in your home. Let's see if you guys will actually notice this in other homes that you go into. Do you guys ever notice the dusty vent covers?
I think I do and I don't.
Sure.
They don't look any different than mine, so to me it's just a vent cover.
Right.
Mine bug me, but generally speaking, it's like I expect us
normally
to.
It's an outtake, more so than an intake.
Right.
Or an intake more so than an outtake.
Exactly. And that tends to be in the basement somewhere, or wherever it is that you're getting your air sucked in at.
I mean, look at ours.
Oh, yeah. That's filthy.
I wouldn't notice, but like I'm far from like a super clean, like my house, you know, I got to straighten up all the time. So it's like, I'm not going to cover somebody's house. Like, what do you got, dust on this?
You guys ever notice the top of someone's fridge?
No.
No.
Same?
Not that tall.
No, I mean, I hear you. It's not a place I think to look.
I don't know if it's clean up there.
I don't care, but I mean, I really can't tell.
The only time I would know, and I had this for the longest time, is when I keep the booze up there.
Yes.
Other than that, there is no real reason that I can think of that you need to see the top of somebody's fridge.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, there's nothing up there that's going to affect me.
And like, don't you have a bar now in your new home?
I do not. No, the bar was in like two homes ago.
Okay.
But I got a nice. There's actually a full cabinet above the fridge now, and that's my bar.
All right, cool.
That's my bar. The bottom of your shower curtain.
Yeah.
I just ordered one from Amazon yesterday.
There you go.
You can notice that.
And I just switched one out in a kid's bathroom.
I need to switch mine out. But if I'm at your house for Thanksgiving, why am I in your shower?
That's kind of my thought.
Because people are nosy.
Well,
I mean, that's the
depending
whole
on the shower and where the bathroom is. Some downstairs bathrooms have showers.
Why is there that kind of orange lining or like
it's pink? That's mold. That's why I ordered, because, you know, I looked and I go, oh, nice pink shower curtain, Miles. Maybe get rid of that.
Okay.
I got into my kid's shower last week. I did not want that shower curtain to touch me. And as soon as I got out of the shower, we have two backup of the clear plastic one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Immediately yes. changed it out. I was like, my God, did one of you explode in here?
Yeah. Better to smell like gasoline plastic than have mold.
Yeah, right. Marks on the mirrors and screens. I'll notice those.
I mean, the mirror, you can't. Yeah. I don't care. I mean, it depends. Like, if you have kids, I just expect that crap everywhere.
But if I come over to your place and we're watching the game, even if it is on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you mean on the TV screen.
And I see, like, a smudge on that screen, I'm staring at that bad boy the entire doggone time.
I can't take it, personally.
No.
Like, my kids are old enough now, it's not a problem, but when they were, like, 5 or 6, when you turned on the TV, you thought, like, your house was haunted, because on the bottom of the screen, it's just handprints.
Yes.
Like, guys, stop touching the TV.
Right.
We have a remote control. You don't need to touch it.
Man. I feel like those days are kind of over, though. I think most people's TVs I see now are just hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine that isn't. Helps.
The first time my nephew came over and visited our house, the first time that he was, you know, he was on wheels and he was... When they left, there were two little fingerprints at the very bottom of my doggone
they
TV.
They cannot help themselves.
Like, doggone.
Gotta touch it.
Get away from the damn TV.
Did you see Jordan Morris's kid?
No.
After the game on Saturday, the Sounders game?
No.
He's like giving an interview. His son is, I mean, you know, he's holding him, so he's little. The kid just can't stop touching the microphone.
He just keeps reaching over,
and he's like, all right. You know what I mean? He's like trying to give a real interview of like how he just won a game on a goal. And the kid just keeps touching that microphone, the little phone.
What does that feel like?
Exactly.
Grime on the stove controls. I forgive that. You're cooking on there. Grime can be difficult to get. It's a stove, dude. You're cooking. Like, you're throwing down on there.
Especially, every burner is packed that day.
Oh, God,
I mean,
dude.
That you'll do that later.
You'll get around to it. Yes. We understand.
10 things guests always notice aren't clean in your home. The dirty light switch covers and fixtures.
I'm pretty adamant about wiping those down.
I do, too. Mostly post-COVID, it was just... And it could just Lysol wipes, whatever. So it's a quick thing. But when you actually start looking at it, you realize everyone in this family... uses this light switch, and there's evidence.
I live by myself. I'm like, is that peanut butter? What is? I don't even know. Is it chocolate?
Mine have never gotten dirty. Like, I've never gone around and wiped them down. Like, I'm sure that there's bacteria and all that crap all over.
I know it's like getting
it,
snacks at night, just like turn the lights on, turn the lights off, and just like, great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to look. I'm with you. Plus, I don't know that I always use my finger, like the tip of my finger to turn on lights, because most of my switches are just a little...
Oh, yeah.
Flip back and forth. Sometimes I hit them with a knuckle.
Exactly.
It's like
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The one by my door that I use the most oftentimes if I'm carrying something just gets the elbow.
Right.
That gets back of the hand.
Up. A grimy fridge door, especially here in the days of stainless steel, man.
Yeah, ma'am.
Those smudges you get all over the doggone place. The messy microwave.
Yeah, that thing pops open, just like, good God, man.
No, that's just here.
I'm about to say, there's some horror stories of just it getting bad here, dude.
Use a paper towel on top, guys.
The fact that our
Did you put a gerbil in there? Like, why does it look like this?
The fact that our old GM, Jack, actually had to send out an email like, guys, clean this damn thing out. It's disgusting in there. Cover your dishes, whatever it is.
You know what that means? It means Jack had a cold meal that he wanted to heat up, opened that thing, looked in there, looked like the House of Horrors.
Right.
Like Vincent Price should be in there.
Also, just put a paper towel over it.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. It really isn't.
Golly. Dusty corners.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty anal about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we got rid of all the carpet that was in the house, and we got all this tile floor, which is both good and bad, because... You don't realize how filthy you are until you have some kind of hard surface below you versus your carpet. Because I'm like, we're not doing anything different than we did when we had carpet, but carpet hides a lot of crap. Now I'm just like, oh my God.
We vacuum every day.
I'm convinced that we run a dog kennel in my home because there's no way that much dog hair is falling off of my dog and she still has fur.
I mean, place I live now is the first place I've had hardwood floors.
Yeah.
You notice it more, but also, like, just it's just so much easier to
get a broom and just sweep it up quickly
than it is to, like, I feel like vacuuming takes a lot more time as opposed to me sweeping my kitchen, my living room.
Well, 9 days of darkness, 10 days of darkness. Everything's fine. I am so happy when the sun comes through that window, and then I look at my floor, and I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or when you walk and have a stampede of dust bunnies following you.
Or, God forbid, you walk around in your socks, and by the time you get upstairs, you look at it, it looks like you just swifted the floor.
Yes.
Because you did.
Yeah. Dirty doors. Dirty doors.
Doors themselves.
Can be surprisingly easy to forget to clean them, and if you do forget, it can be glaringly obvious to guests. One Redditor shared that they gauge a home's cleanliness by its doors. A dozen of other comments supported the sentiment, including specific mentions of the knobs, the frame, the floor area, and behind the door.
I'm pretty anal about that, and I get all of this from my father.
Sure.
That is how we had to clean growing up. So now it's just second nature to me. Like, it sucks, but that's what you do.
If there's a noticeable grime on the door, you know, like Miles was saying, there's an errant drop of some weird tomato soup that ends
up on the door. How many days do you stare at it before you finally say, I'm going to deal with this now?
Like two.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody does it immediately.
Right.
Maybe you do it immediately if it's still hot and or wet and you can just do a quick wipe.
But the one that does get me is, you know, there's kind of a design on the door that's kind of your standard design. It almost looks like there's a holes that you can cut out and put windows in there, basically. You know, the squares all over the place.
But
the dust collects all over those. And then from time to time, we'll just have to go over and just wipe all that off.
You know, one thing I did recently was took the, not the light bulb, but the bulb around the light bulb off of the hallway ceiling lights, ran it through the dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
My wife knew, but anyway, the kids come home, and my son asked me if we had new lights.
Whoa!
It made such a difference. He's wow, man, did we get new lights? I'm like, we are that filthy. No.
Yeah. Stained walls shows up in the list of things that guests always notice aren't clean in your home. Yeah, if there's a stain on your wall,
how's your wall getting stained?
There's
outside of children.
That's why I think people notice. Because, like I said, if you have dirty kitchen handles, you kind of go, all right, they make food and never get it. The wall, you're like, why is that there?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just throwing food around.
Dusty ceiling fan blade shows up on the list, which, if you're looking at the ceiling fan, it's probably got dust.
It's going to be dusty, right.
Crumbs on the couch. That's a big one. If you've got people coming over, vacuum out the couch real quick. Dude, I'm guilty of that one. That's me all doggone day. Dirty toilet seats.
Yes.
Especially underneath the toilet seat.
Man, one of the most terrifying things to me, and I'm pretty good about cleaning, but the kids' bathroom when I lift the toilet seat. I'm like, what am I going to find? I should stop asking myself that question because it is.
You can find a lot.
I find a lot of things, and I'm like, okay, I know you come in here and do number one. You come in here and do number two. You must be going up to, like, number seven because I cannot explain what
I'm looking at. It's post-apocalyptic under there, dude.
It's really.
But then this is the number one thing that guests always notice is not clean in your home, and it is a drum roll that doesn't show up. There it is. That stinky, stanky kitchen trash can. And we get nose blind to it. I get it.
My trash can's not bad. My recycling.
Yes.
Is a little bit more, you know, funky than that.
Right. Safety sake, if you've got people coming over,
just take the trash.
Right. Take your trash, take your recycling out, clean them out if it's a big enough gathering and it's been long enough.
Yeah, we got people coming over Friday, not tomorrow, but people coming over Friday. Count on me cleaning all of that stuff before the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, to me, if I come home and I can smell something in my trash can, I know it's time to go.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it always happens when you've just changed out the trash, too. You just threw away something.
You just don't realize that
the day after trash
has some juice. Yeah. Yes.
It's got to sit in there for another week.
Hey, come on, man. Doggone it. Give me a break.
Trash can juice.
That'd be a hell of a shot.
Because you can never identify exactly where the juice came. There's always like three possible culprits.
Right. Well, you can tell what is in there. You just don't know what else isn't in there.
Right.